This is Yu and Louie, and I'm commenting on Cormac McCarthy's The Crossing, pages 133 to 135. The focus of this passage is the advice that the old Indian gives to Billy. Cradling him in his arms like a doting father, the Indian ironically calls him an orphan, which Billy denies, but later proves to be true when he arrives home and finds his parents dead. In effect, the Indian was foreshadowing their deaths, making Billy literally an orphan. But the Indian doesn't know about Billy's parents, and here he seems to refer more to the metaphorical orphanhood that Billy has imposed on himself through his wanderlust. I thought that the Indian's advice was telling of the relationships that Billy forms throughout the book. According to the Indian, the world exists in men's hearts, and to know those hearts, Billy must live with men instead of passing among them. Of course, Billy never settles down in one place, but we see that he forms a strong bond with his brother Boyd when they start traveling together, and the scene where Boyd gets shot is the first time we see any outward display of panic and grief by Billy. Nevertheless, Billy's strongest relationships are the ones he forms with animals, the wolf that he catches and his horse. After all the time spent catching the wolf and taking her back to Mexico, Billy risks his life to save her, and failing that, to give her a proper burial. His horse is his only constant companion throughout his travels, and in the paragraph that follows his passage, he talks to his horse and feeds it before he feeds himself, treating him more like a human being than an animal. Indeed, one of the emphases of the novel is the relationship between man and animal. Before this, we had read a lot about the endurance of human relationships, but here we see that that kind of selflessness extends also to animals. Billy goes to great lengths for the wolf and later to recover the horses that were stolen from his house. Both Billy's first two quests to go to Mexico had animals as the primary objective, and at last when he journeys to Mexico again for Boyd, it is as though there is a parallel relationship between Billy and Boyd and Billy and his wolf and horses. It's also worth thinking about the one other lasting human relationship that Billy forms, that with himself. I talked earlier about his first display of emotion, but the next, the one at the end of the book, is for himself. Throughout his journeys in the novel, the one thing that Billy comes to terms with is his understanding of himself, and I guess in true McCarthy fashion, even that realization is ambiguous. In class, it would also be interesting to talk about the ways in which the advice that the Indian gives doesn't work, in the sense that although Billy spends his time wandering to and from the Mexican border and facing up to the violence of man and nature, he encounters a lot of compassionate people, like this Indian man, the priest in the rundown church, the blind ex-prisoner of war, etc. And by telling him their stories, these people effectively let him see into their hearts, and it is precisely because of his travels that he meets these people and learns from them. I would love to hear any other instances of this in class. I was also intrigued by the dismissive tone that the passage takes on with regard to the Indian man. He's described as being dressed in an odd and garish fashion, and the rest of him is also described in a trite, gaudy manner. I would also imagine that when he starts off by calling Billy an orphan, Billy immediately does not take him seriously, and at the end just waves him off when he repeats his assertion. Contrast this to the respect and attention he gives to the other philosophers that he meets. Does this change anything about the truth of what the Indian says? While the others talk about their own lives and their own existential quests, this parable is focused specifically on advice given directly to Billy and pertaining to details of his own life, and yet is taken lightly. Why set the Indian apart from the other people that Billy meets? One other issue that this brings up is the hospitality that Billy and Boyd encounter in their journeys, where people just take them in, feed, clothe, and wash them, and then send them off with lots of food and whatever money they can spare. This scene itself is one where the women of the community have taken Billy in, washed and mended his clothes, and sent him off with plenty of provisions. This seems to be done without any particular motivation and without expectation of reciprocity. Why do we think McCarthy does that? Is there a relationship between the hospitality of some men and the evil of others? Sort of, is this a way to encounter some of the horrific violence found in the novel? I thought this also connected to the idea of God's existence and accountability, that is, I think, a central theme in the book. To paraphrase the priest's idea, man does not question the existence of God, rather, he's troubled by the terrible things that God does. The priest also says that man has no choice in the hand that God deals him, and that there is no bargaining with God. That advice, together with the instances of hospitality and violence, perhaps allows us a better understanding of the apparent randomness of good and evil that Billy comes upon. One last thing that I wanted to mention was the hostility of the Indians towards the Mexicans. To me, it felt like an echo of the general idea running through the novel that there are some things that are just not reconcilable, and this relationship seems like one of them. McCarthy shows no inclination to promote understanding between men or to condemn violence or cruelty to animals. Rather, there are just things that are paradoxical and unknowable. For example, Billy is attached to the wolf, but his first action towards it by trapping it is cruel. Given that, though, why are the Indians then reluctant to talk about America when Billy says he's from there? What other instances of the unknowable, paradoxical appear in the novel? And how is this connected to the novel's ideas about God?